Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's that time of year again when you're rushing outside your grocery store or at big events or just from the parents in your office. It's time to be tempted by Girl Scout cookies. I'm a thin mint and tag-along guy myself. In Washington, it's always tough to see a girl and her mom or a girl and her dad being rained upon outside. It always breaks my heart, but it seems to be a great tactic to get me to buy cookies is the thing. Now, Stephanie, do you ever feel guilty that just as I'm working off the sweet holiday treats that the Girl Scouts are showing up with more temptations?
I don't. I buy cookies from all of them. I can't say no.
And you work for the organization and you still do. Oh, that's
we buy cookies like everybody else.
What is the main thing that the cookies go to benefit with the Girl Scouts?
Just a million different things, actually. Girls get to decide what they want to do with their cookie money.
Okay.
So it's the largest girl-led business in the world.
Oh, cool.
So they are their own cookie bosses, which means with the profits, they can do whatever they want. Some of them go to Europe. They travel within this country, within this state. They give to so many important community organizations. They donate to food banks.
Sometimes they team up with the Humane Society, the Seattle Humane, excuse me.
They do. Yeah, that's actually a huge beneficiary, Seattle Humane is, for our girls' cookie money and their time.
Is it by troop? Is it by city? I don't know what the different organizational groups are.
Yeah, it's whatever they want. Like, for example, in 2015, 56 troops toured Seattle Humane. That's not even including making dog blankets, donating pet food, cat litter, money. For their food program. I mean, that's a lot of girls.
This year with Seattle Humane, you're working on something really special, the Girl Scout Dog Cookie Recipe Contest. Where did you come up with this idea? How did it start? Tell me everything about it, please.
Well, we worked with Seattle Humane last year, actually, on Samoa's 40th birthday. We had a birthday party for dogs and Girl Scouts. And we just had so much fun. We thought, how could we extend this? But as you know, our cookies are only consumed by humans.
Sure.
Right? And so we thought, well, we do have a recipe contest for humans.
Oh,
where
cool.
People make really awesome recipes using our cookies. We thought, why not extend it to dogs and make it with dog-friendly ingredients? Obviously not for sale.
Sure.
But your dog companion can join in the fun of the cookie sale.
That's so incredible. So just people from the community are submitting their own ideas?
Yep. Yeah, we approached over 250 bloggers.
Oh, wow.
And we had a pretty good number of them submit some recipes, and we narrowed it down to the top five finalists, which now the community can vote on those top five for your favorite.
Looks like Girl Scouts WW, that's Girl Scouts Western Washington, .org/recipe contest.
That's right.
Okay, now what kind of cookies are we talking about here? What have people come up with?
Well, we asked folks to come up with cookies inspired by our human cookies, right?
Sure.
So we got Wagalongs, which are dipped in carob.
Okay.
Of course, since dogs can't have chocolate.
Sure.
We've got the Dogsy Dogs, which I swear look just like our Dosey Dogs. We have some Doggy Samoas cookies. We have pumpkin carob cookies. And we have...
Now, my little dog Chowder every day gets a scoop of pumpkin with her food to get a little extra fiber in there. So maybe for a week there would be a chance to sell out some.
Chowder would like that.
Oh, Chowder.
It's very creative. And then this one, which is actually pretty cool, the woman made it for her chickens. But it's also available for dogs. And actually, all of these, which kind of blows my mind, completely human friendly too.
Oh, man, don't tell me that because I need a midnight snack or something like that.
I brought some for you. You're welcome to have some.
I'm more than willing to try them as well. That's awesome. Now, when it comes to these cookies, how long do we have to vote on these?
Yeah, you have until March 12th.
Okay, until March 12th. So still about a week that you can be active and get on there and vote. And is the voting, it's already started. Do we have any early favorites? Do we have any early information?
All right.
Now, we know the Girl Scouts, well, first of all, let's finish up with the cookies real quick here. When are the Girl Scout cookies on sale? I know it's just a small window every year, which blows my mind because I want them all year. But how much longer do we have?
So you have until March 20th.
Okay, so they started at the beginning of March. Oh, they went on sale. Okay, they just went on sale recently, just
sure
on Friday.
Sure
and
did.
Now they're on till the 20th. And so we'll see all our Girl Scouts standing outside the various places. And Mom and Dad will be coming through our offices and our hallways and stuff with their forms. Oh, it's probably too late for that. The forms already happened?
Yep. So now it's already happened.
Now it's delivery time.
Now you will go into every grocery store and you will come out with Girl Scout cookies.
And it's so awesome to be able to get a box, too, of that. Now, what is your favorite Girl Scout cookie if you had to choose just one?
I struggle. You know, I've got the Thin Mint Samoas sort of quandary.
Yeah, okay.
Just basically I do it by whatever my mood is that day.
Girl Scout www.org, excuse me, that's Girl Scouts www.org/recipe contest to vote today. And then find yourself some Girl Scout cookies, pick some up, and help the Girl Scouts raise money to do the things that they want to do. That's so important to find that. Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.